Logic, Deductive and Inductive by Carveth Reed, M.A. Transcriber's note, the mathematical operator, therefore, is represented below by three dots. Preface. In this edition of My Logic, the text has been revised throughout. Several pages have been rewritten and some sections added. The chief alterations and additions occur in chapters 1, 5, 9, 13, 16, 17, and 20. The work may be considered on the whole as attached to the school of Mill, to whose system of logic and to Bain's logic it is deeply indebted. Amongst the works of living writers, the empirical logic of Dr. Venn and the formal logic of Dr. Keynes have given me most assistance. To some others, acknowledgments have been made as occasion arose. For the further study of contemporary opinion accessible in English, one may turn to such works as Mr. Bradley's Principles of Logic, Dr. Bosanquet's Logic, or The Morphology of Knowledge, Professor Hobhouse's Theory of Knowledge, Jevons' Principle of Science and Sigwart's Logic, Uberweg's Logic, and History of Logical Doctrine is invaluable for the history of our subject. The attitude toward logic of the pragmatists or humanists may best be studied in Dr. Schiller's Formal Logic and in Mr. Alfred Sidgwick's Process of Argument and Recent Elementary Logic. The second part of this last work, On the Risks of Reasoning, gives an admirably succinct account of their position. I agree with the humanists that, in all argument, the important thing to attend to is the meaning, and that the most serious difficulties of reasoning occur in dealing with the matter reasoned about. But I find that a pure science of relation has a necessary place in the system of knowledge, and that the formula known as laws of contradiction, syllogism, and causation are useful guides in the framing and testing of arguments and experiments concerning matters of fact. Incisive criticism of traditionary doctrines with some remarkable reconstructions may be read in Dr. Mercier's New Logic. In preparing successive editions of this book, I have profited by the comments of my friends Mr. Thomas Whittaker, Professor Claude Thompson, Dr. Armitage Smith, Mr. Alfred Sidgwick, Dr. Schiller, Professor Spearman, and Professor Sully have made important suggestions, and I might have profited more by them if the frame of my book or my principles had been more elastic. As to the present edition, useful criticisms have been received from Mr. S. C. Dutt of Cotton College, Assam, and from Professor M. A. Roy of Midnapur, and especially I must heartily thank my colleague, Dr. Wolfe, for communications that have left their impress upon nearly every chapter. Carveth Reed, London, August 1914. End of chapter. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.